John chapter number 11. We are going to look at two verses of Scripture. We're going to look at verse number 39 and verse number 40. Jesus said, "Take ye away the stone." Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto the Lord, "By this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days." Jesus saith unto her, "Said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God?" I want to preach tonight for a few minutes on this thought. You've got to remove the stone if you want to see the glory of God. Let's pray. My God, right now I'm asking in the name of Jesus that you, my God, would come down and that you, my God, would do a work tonight. Asking, Lord, that you would anoint the word. Asking, Lord, that you would confirm the word tonight with signs following. And for it, we're going to give you nothing but the praise and the glory and the honor. And everybody said, amen. You may be seated. Jesus had already said what it is that he wanted to do. And when he got to the sepulcher, he told them, "You have got to take away the stone. I'm not going to take the stone away. You're going to have to roll that stone away. You're going to have to push that stone aside. And once you push the stone aside, then I'm going to show the glory of God. I'm going to show the power of God." And I'm here tonight to say on this final night and this final service of the fast that you've got to remove the stone if you want to see the glory of God. And it is time for you and I to start to push away some stones. While I am preaching the word of God, you have got to, in your spirit, begin to start pushing away some stones. It is time that we start to remove the stones of excuses. Excuses, excuses, we use them every day. We're not going to use them anymore because Jesus is coming to stay. Push away, remove the stone of excuses. It's time that you remove the stone of doubt. It's time that you remove the stone of fear. It's time that you remove the stone of unbelief. You've got to remove the stone if you want to see the glory of God. Quit looking at what your situation looks like. Quit looking at how hopeless your situation looks. Quit looking at how helpless you are. You might say, "But Jesus, I am helpless." You're not too weak that you can't push away the stone. You're not too weak that you can't put your shoulder to the stone and say, "You know what? If you want to do a work, I've got to move that stone. Move the stone and see the glory of God." Quit looking at the situation. Quit looking at what it looks like. And start looking for the miracle in the situation. Several years ago, I was in a service. And Elder T.W. Barnes was preaching. And he preached a simple thought, but it was so profound. It was 5 steps to a miracle. And here tonight, I'm going to glass over those steps. Because I believe that God wants to do some things in this house. I believe that God wants to show His hand in some people's lives. We fasted and we prayed for 3 weeks for God to show us what it was in our lives that needed to be removed. We prayed and we fasted for 3 weeks. We sought the Lord for 3 weeks. To see what it was. And then we went on the 7th day and we asked God to give us the strength by the time it was over to see it happen. And I believe tonight that if there are people that are honest and there are people that are hungry, that you would see God do some awesome things in your life. So the first step to a miracle is you have got to hear the word. You've got to hear the word. You've got to get it inside of you. Not just let the word of God go in your ears and out the other side. You've got to hear the word of God. You have got to get the word of God inside of you. You have got to pray it inside of you. I can remember years ago, you used to see those elders on their knees in prayer meeting with their Bible open, and they'd be praying the Word of God. They would be praying the Word of God. They would be carrying the Word of God as they were praying. You have got to get the Word of God. You've got to get it inside you. You've got to pray it inside you. Doubts can stop the word when it hits the eardrums. You've got to keep your ears open, and you've got to pray, and you've got to believe, and you've got to hear the word of God. So the first thing that you've got to do is you've got to hear the word of God. The second thing that you've got to do is you've got to believe the word of God. You've got to believe it with all of your heart. You've got to believe it with all of your mind, your soul, and your strength. Jesus said, "Do you believe I can do this?" He made them speak their faith. Do you believe I can do this? He made them speak their faith. "Yes, Lord, I believe." Usually this is where we stop. We hear it, we believe it, and we do nothing about it. "Yes, Lord, I believe." The third thing that you've got to do to get a miracle is you've got to receive the word. The preacher has sent the word. You have heard the word. You have believed upon the word. Now the time comes when you must act upon the word. And you have got to say, "I receive the word that was promised. I receive the word that was promised. I receive the word that is promised by faith. I know that my problem is gone. By faith, I know that my situation is about to change. By faith, I know that I'm about to be healed. By faith, I know that I'm about to be made whole. By faith, I know that my backslidden kid is going to come back to the house of God. By faith, I know that I'm going to win a soul. By faith, I know that I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." By faith, by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. My problem is gone. My sickness is gone. The devil that's been hounding me is gone. The fourth thing that you've got to do after you've heard the word, after you've believed the word, after you've received the word, you've got to confess the word. And you've got to hold fast your confession. You've got to hold fast what it is that you said. You can't ever let it go. You've got to confess your healing to the Lord. I know that I am healed. I know that by your stripes I am healed. I know that sickness has got to flee. I know that every knee has got to bow to you. I know that every tongue has got to confess to you. I confess. I confess. I confess the word of God. I confess my healing to Jesus. And when the devil comes by to throw doubt in your mind, you've got to confess it to him. Confess your healing to him. Confess what it is that God has done in your life to him. Every time one of those symptoms appears of what it is that God said you were healed from, you've got to confess it. I know that I was healed. I know that by his stripes I am healed. It's dead. It's gone. By his stripes I am healed. All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes. Most times we want it instantaneously. And when we don't get it instantaneously, we think we can't have it. You got to keep confessing it. You've got to keep proclaiming it. You've got to keep thanking God for it. You've got to tell the devil that it's done and it's so. And the fifth thing that you've got to do is you've got to possess the word. You've got to possess the word. It's yours. It's for you. It was done for you. The same line of thought to bring five steps to a miracle is the same line of thought that will bring revival. Hear the word. Believe the word. Receive the word. Confess the word. And possess the word. I'm just letting you know that by faith, the first January, the first Friday in January, New Life Tabernacle of Kalinga is going to be doing a first in any fellowship circle meeting. The first Friday in January, I believe it's January the 3rd. We are going to be having a Spanish fellowship meeting. The meeting is going to be done entirely in Spanish. The songs are going to be sung in Spanish. The preaching is going to be done in Spanish. I've already lined up the preacher. It's going to be Elder White that is going to come and preach the fellowship meeting. And I know that God is going to do some awesome, awesome things in that meeting. We might be looking around saying, why are we doing that? You know why? Because by faith, the first Saturday in March at 6 p.m., we're going to have our first Spanish service. And the Spanish work is going to be launched the first Saturday in the month of March. That's in 1 month. So, we've got to possess the word. Faith can cause things to appear, and faith can cause things to disappear. Faith can cause things to come, and faith can cause things to go. And if you have the Holy Ghost, God has given you a measure of faith. So, I have just given you the 5 steps to a miracle. Hear the word. Believe the word. Receive the word. Confess the word. Possess the word. I'm done. Now, God wants to move. Let's love Him right now. Is there anybody, before they start playing, and you musicians, you need God to do something in your life? Then wait right here. We're going to pray for you first. Brother Steve, do you believe that Jesus can do this? Anything is possible. With God, all things are possible. Right now, by the power and by the authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the power and by the authority of the Word of God, I am asking right now in the name of Jesus that you would come down and that you, my God, would touch and that you, my God, would heal and strengthen. Heal his lungs. Heal every infirmity, I pray. In the name of Jesus, let this child be made whole in Jesus' name. It's gone by your stripes, by your stripes, by your stripes, Jesus. We are healed. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? Do you believe Jesus can do this? Right now, by the power and by the authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the power and by the authority of the Word of God, I am asking right now that you would come down and that you, my God, would move. Jesus, touch. Jesus, move in this situation. Jesus, touch right now, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it be gone. Anybody here? Anybody here? Jesus said, if you just believe, you'd see the glory of God. Sister Vivian, do you believe Jesus can do this? Right now, by the power and by the authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, right now, by the power and by the authority of the Word of God, I am asking in Jesus' name that you, my God, would confirm this Word. In Jesus' name, touch this body, heal this body, strengthen this body, I pray. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, be healed and made whole.